Hi guys, welcome to another SC Kings podcast. With the international break this weekend, I thought it would be a good chance to have a real in-depth look at buy planning, the best buys for the buy period, and what sort of strategies we should be taking moving forward. Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. Hey everyone, Mitchell here for another week. I'm a lone wolf tonight. Steve is unavailable. Tonight's podcast is all about buy planning and strategies to give you a better understanding of buy planning and to not fall into the traps that I see people do every year. This is specifically aimed at overall players, but if you're a head-to-head player, feel free to keep on listening. First off, before you do any planning at all, I highly recommend you download Evil Macca's Buy Planner. I've put the download link in the description below. This buy planner is such a helpful tool. I've been using it for years, and I know a lot of other people have too. For those of you that haven't used it, I'll just quickly run through what the features of it are. So, first off, it has a column where you list all 25 players of your Supercoach team. You don't have to worry about typing in their positions or anything like that. The planner automatically does that for you. I'll just quickly add that this was made at the start of the season, so there might be a few players who haven't been added yet. A good example is CHN. But what I did there is put someone who's in the same team and same position, such as Isaiah Yeo, and that automatically gives the same details as what CHN would. There's an origin column which you can write yes or no if they are selected for origin, and that will automatically remove them from the numbers from round 12, 15, and 18. There's also a couple of columns that show stats from last season, such as their PPM, their season average, their season average minutes. Then after that, it has columns listed for rounds 12 to 19, which covers the whole buy period. So you would go through the teams that have the buy in round 12 and write that next to the players' names, and that they will automatically be removed from the numbers as well. So I filled my, for example, if you say have Ryan James, who has the buy in round 12 like I do, you would write buy next to him and then he would be removed from the numbers. So I filled mine out today and it showed me that for round 12 I have 18 possible players. For round 13 I have 17. For round 15 I have 13. Round 16 I have 18. Round 18 I have 12. And round 19, I have 19. So not too bad, but what it does tell me is to not load up too much on teams that only play round 12, such as the Warriors, Broncos, and Raiders. I've seen a lot of people still looking at bringing in players from those teams, which is all good, but just know that if they're not keepers, you're going to have to sell them before round 15. And you're just burning through trades if you have to do that. So for me, I more specifically am looking at players from Parramatta Eels who cover all the three big buy rounds, and also the Melbourne Storm, who their last two big buy rounds, so they play 15 and 18, which are my weakest points at the moment. So I just want to talk a few rules of buy planning first. I've been guilty of it in the past, and too many times I see people burning through their trades early just to give them a full 17 for the first big buy round, to only have 13 in the next big buy round and then 8 in the last buy round, and before you know it you've got no trades to bring in any of those final 17 guns that you want for the run home. So a thing that I like to do is look at the buy period as a whole. So rounds 12, 13, 15, 16, 18 and 19. If you were to have 17 in all of those rounds, that would give you a total of 102. Now, let's say that you don't want 17 in those in all the bye rounds and you want, say, an average of 15, which I think is a more realistic target. That'll give you a total of 90. So with 15, it gives you a more realistic target of 15 guns rather than 15 guns. And so say you wanted to have 17, you could probably fit in 15 guns and two plotters, such as someone like an Alex Johnston or a Sui Matangi, who you've wasted a trade on just to bring them in for the extra number. I don't like doing that. It's just not worth it when they're going to give you 20 to 30 points in those rounds, and you've lost at least one trade bringing them in, and possibly another if you have to get them out. So an average of 15 per round is what we really should be looking at. Don't overload too much on teams such as the Rabbitohs and Sharks, who, yes, they have the overall, they have the good buy coverage, but if you overload on them too much, it'll sneak up on you, and it's done to me in the past. You'll find yourself not being able to field a full 17 on those smaller bye rounds that they both share. So, yeah, that they share the round 13 bye. So just make sure that you've got a full 17 there, and I guarantee that you'll check now, and you might only have 14 or 15 playing because you have unloaded on so many of these Rabbitohs and Sharks players. another thing, make sure that you always check your smaller positions. So when I say smaller positions, I'm talking about fullback, hooker, just where you have, or in the halves as well, just where you have the two possible spots there. So an example with fullback, a lot of people will have the combo of RTS and Teddy. RTS, he plays round 12 and then has the bye on round 15 and 18. And looks like Teddy's going to play Origin, so he's going to miss all three of those big bye rounds. So that already gives you one less number for that bye round. If you don't see RTS as someone who's a final 17 run home run player, then a good move would be to trade him on to someone like a Cameron Munster, who probably won't play Origin, but he's going to cover you for rounds 15 and round 18. So yeah, that solves the Tedesco problem there. another example, a lot of people have Cameron Smith. If you pair him up with someone such as a Kayser Pritchard, then he's going to cover Smith until round 19. And then round 19, you can move Kayser on for someone probably a bit cheaper who's going to play round 19 or even just enough. Sometimes you can get away with this if you have a perfect 17 playing and cop an auto emergency from another position, but I don't advise that strategy at all. There's just too much that can go wrong if there are any late withdrawals. So that just about covers the strategies there. Now, I'm going to move on to, going to run through each team and pick out the probable origin players from that team, the top three bye round picks, and a player that I think you should stay away from. So I'll start off with the Eels, because they're probably going to give you the best bye coverage out of all the teams. They have their byes in round 16 and 19. Doesn't look like there'll be anyone from there to make the Origin team. My top three picks are Clint Gutherson, Nathan Brown, and Semi Radradra, now that we know that he's free to play for the rest of the season. And a player that I think you should stay away from is Corey Norman. I've already seen him in a lot of teams, and he's got a big negative break-even this week, which is fine. But I'm still yet to be convinced by him. I think he's at 350k now, and he's probably only a player you'd have in your starting 17 on those big buy rounds. If it wasn't those big buy rounds, you wouldn't even think think about having him in the in your 17. Yeah, and at 350k, I just think he's way too expensive to have sitting there. Onto the Rabbitohs now. Their buys are in round 13 and round 16. Origin players, possibly Farah and probably not Adam Reynolds, but I've got him here. My top three picks pretty much speak for themselves. Sam Burgess, Cody Walker, and I've chucked in Damian Cook here. That is only if Robbie Farah makes Origin. Cook covers Cameron Smith through the whole bye period. And my stayaway is John Sutton. I have seen a lot of people looking at him, and he was actually someone I was looking at a few weeks ago, but the last couple of weeks his base stats have been down, and it just looks like age and injury are starting to catch up with him, and it hurts me to say that as a Souths fan. Like, Sutto's been so loyal over the years, but if he doesn't go for a try, he's only going to score you sub 40 points.
So for the Sharks, they have the bye in round 13 and 18.
Their origin players, I've got Paul Gallen here, but I don't think he'll be picked. Andrew Fifita, Wade Graham, Valentine Holmes, Jack Bird, and James Maloney. My top three picks are Paul Gallen, presuming, of course, he doesn't make origin. Kurt Capewell, he's a centre wing, second row jewel. He's a good chance to play big minutes with all the forwards out for origin. And also, I got here Jesse Ramian, who he's a rookie. He's come over from Manly, I think, and he's got to be at least considered with the three backline players out for origin. And he's also bargain basement centre wing there. So at the very least, he'll just end up being enough for you anyway. And my stay away is Chad Townsend. I don't know why, but I have seen people talking about him as a possible buy coverage pickup. But seriously, guys, he's never been Supercoach relevant, and he's just at too much of an awkward price to be looking at him. Canterbury Bulldogs, so they have the buy in round 15 and round 19. Origin players, Josh Jackson and David Clemmer. My top three picks are Aiden Tolman, James Graham, and Adam Elliott. With the forwards out there, it looks like Elliott is going to get a fair bit of game time. And he actually started ahead of Eastwood last week. So at his price, and he's got a negative break even there as well. He's at least going to make you a bit of money, and you can ship him off come round 19. And my stay away, well, he's not really a stay away, but Will Hoppawattie. He's more of a wait and see for mine. I'm yet to be convinced by that ridiculous base stat game he delivered last week. But if in saying that, if he can put a few of those together leading into round 12, then I think he's a really good option. But yeah, just a wait and see if he can put a few more of those scores together, and then he'll become a real option. Sydney Roosters, they have their bye in round 15 and 19 also. Origin players, Boyd Cordner, Mitchell Pearce, possibly Aiden Guerra, and possibly Blake Ferguson. My top three picks are Takiaho, Joseph Manu, but probably only this week before his price rises, and Mitchell Pearce as long as he misses Origin, which there is some talk that he will. For mine, Pearce is actually my number one trade target in the halves come round 12. If you have a look at the scores he's put together this year, it's actually pretty incredible. It's not far off a premium guns type score. And my trap is Mitch Orbison. I've always got time for Orbo in NRL terms, but sometimes his versatility can be his downfall Supercoach-wise. If there's an injury that happens mid-game, someone in the centres or out on the wing, then Orbo usually gets pushed out there, and just last week we saw him come off the bench with Takiaho preferred start at lock, and Guerra actually shifting to that edge. So, Orbo's a stay away for mine. New Zealand Warriors, they have the bye in round 15 and 18. Origin players are Jacob Lilleyman. My top three picks are Simon Mannering, Sean Johnson, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
My stay away is Isaac Luke. He's just far too up and down with his scores and his minutes. I think there are better options such as a Damian Cook or a Kayser Pritchard who are actually going to cover you for all big three buy rounds. Canberra Raiders, they also have the buy in round 15 and round 18. Likely origin players, Josh Papali, BJ and Junior Paulo. My top three picks are Jordan Rapana, Jared Croker and BJ, as long as he doesn't make origin. And my stay away is Josh Hodgson, much like Isaac Luke, just a bit up and down with his scores and his minutes. And for those small positions, such as hooker, you really want someone to cover all three of the big buy rounds there. Brisbane Broncos, they also have the buy in round 15 and round 18. Origin players are Matt Gillett, Josh Maguire, Darius Boyd, Corey Oates and Sam Fide. My top three picks, honestly, I couldn't pick a straight up three, but Anthony Milford, he's just about the only dead set option there. And possibly if you wanted to have a stab, Herman Asesi and Jai Arrow, if Arrow starts at lock, we know he's a good player from last year. My stay away is Corbin Sims. If he's the one that gets locked, gets the lock position, I know that there'll be a few people that think he might get increased minutes there. He did have increased minutes last year at Newcastle, but he didn't do too much there with that. Now that concludes all the teams that play round 12. Now what we want to be doing is we want to be looking towards the teams that play round 15 and that have already had their bye in round 12. So these teams are the Melbourne Storm, St. George Illawarra Dragons, the Cowboys, Gold Coast Titans, and West Tigers. On the flip side of that, we want to be moving those non-keeper players from the Warriors, Broncos, and Raiders. We want to be moving those guys on to these guys that we're about to mention here. So the Storm, they now become the number one team for trade-ins. So they have they only have one more buy left, and it's in round 19. Their origin players are Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, and Will Chambers. My top three picks are Cameron Munster, Vunivalu, and Tohu Harris. My stay away is Josh Addo-Carr. You can really only have one of him and Vunivalu, and I just think that Vunivalu is the better option there. The Storm seem to favour that right side, which leads to more tries and more points for Vunivalu. St. George Illawarra Dragons, so they have the bye in round 18. Origin players, Josh Dugan, Tyson Frizzell, and possibly Paul Vaughan. I've seen his name thrown out there a bit. My top three picks are Jack DeBellin, Ewan Aitken, and Gareth Widdop. All three of these players wouldn't look out of place in a Final 17 team, in my opinion. And my stay away is Tim Laffey. He's been pretty good this year, but he's just far too expensive. And I think he had one or two good seasons a few years ago at the Bulldogs, but other than that, I haven't really seen too much of him. He's also battled injury the last few years as well. For the Cowboys, they have the bye in round 18. The origin players are Jonathan Thurston, possibly Cohen Hess, Michael Morgan, Kyle Felt, and Justin O'Neill. My top three picks are Jason Taumalolo, Kalen Ponga, and Ethan Lowe. I've put him in here. He's an option. He'll get increased minutes, and he'll get the kicking duties as well for at least that one game in round 15 and possibly more if they decide to rest JT. And my stay away is Jake Granville. Much like the guys I mentioned earlier, minutes are just too up and down, and he's coming back from that broken leg, so he'll be working on his match fitness. Gold Coast Titans, they have the bye in round 18. Their origin players are Ryan James, possibly Nathan Peets, Jared Wallace, and Jared Hain. The top three picks, one of them's Ryan James. It's up in the air if he's going to be picked for origin at the moment. Ashley Taylor,
and Conrad Hurrell. My stay away is Tyrone Roberts. He looks good moving to fullback from an NRL point of view, but he just doesn't have the work rate for Supercoach. West Tigers, they have the bye in round 18. Their origin players are James Tedesco and Aaron Woods, who's injured at the moment anyway. My top three picks, David Nofaluma, Elisha Taylor, and a bit of controversy here, but Kevin Nagama. He's cheaply priced at 275k, and he's got a three-round average of 52, up on his season average of 38. Possibly a bit of a moneymaker there. I remember last year he was a beast in a couple of games, and especially at the start of the season. So if he can get somewhere towards that sort of form, he could be a good little pickup there. My stay away is Mitch Moses. He's looked good from an NRL point of view the last couple of weeks, but I just checked his stats, and he's got a three-round average of 43. So just don't go there with him. Now, we want to be focusing on the teams that have finished their buys and they play round 18. So these teams are Manly Seagulls, Newcastle Knights and Penrith Panthers. These guys are now the goldmine of the buys. But in saying that, we do want to completely stay away from any players who you don't consider a keeper for the run home, because by now you've probably burnt through a lot of trades. And you just don't want to be having any dead weight in your team. So for Manly, their origin players are Jake Trbojevic, Tom Trbojevic, Dylan Walker, Nate Miles, and Daly Cherry-Evans. My top three picks are Marty Tapau and Tom Trbojevic and Dylan Walker, presuming they don't make origin. It's still up in the air there. Newcastle Knights, they've only had Dane Gagai in the origin arena there. The only player I would be even considering from Newcastle is Jamie Bure. He's shown in the past. He's a good, solid 65 average player. Penrith Panthers, their origin players are Trent Merrin, Matt Moylan, and Peter Wallace. My top three picks there are Bryce Cartwright, Nathan Cleary, and Josh Mansell when he returns from his injury. We all know what he's capable of in Supercoach terms. Now, that just about wraps up all the players that we should be looking at and how we should be using our trades through the buy period. Now, I just want to talk about a little bit about the origin players who we should be trading out or holding. So the main ones that I think we should be trading out is Andrew Fifita. He's going to miss the four games and he just hasn't shown enough this year to be a final 17 keeper. There always has been that myth that when Gallen's in the team, Fifita doesn't score as well, and so far that looks to be true. And same as anyone who has Jack Bird and James Maloney, they're sells. David Clemmer, he's going to miss four games. He's a sell. Will Chambers and Billy Slater, if anyone has them, they're sells also. They're going to miss four games. All the rest that I think are pretty decent holds. So Cameron Smith, he's obviously a hold. Paul Gallen, he's a hold. They're just the elite, and you should never be trading those guys out. So some players that are going to miss the three games, so players such as James Tedesco, Tom Trbojevic and Dylan Walker, if they get picked, they're holds. They're good enough to be final 17 players for the run home. So just to make a long story short, if they play three games, if they miss three games, sorry, and you consider them a keeper, then hold them. If you don't consider them a keeper, then sell them. Someone like Trent Merrin and Matt Moylan are probably good examples of sells. They haven't shown enough this year to be worth holding through the buys. So, I think you should be getting rid of those guys pretty soon. So that just about covers everything. Remember that in rounds 12, round 15 and round 18, you do get four trades. So a good thing to do is to free up as much cash as you can for those rounds in particular, and then bring in two or three guns for that buy round. I'm not a fan of using all four trades. because most people have burnt their trades early. But in saying that, if you have been good with your trades and have held off on trading earlier in the year, then you might have the luxury to use max trades on those rounds. A little target of trades that I like to have after round 19 is about eight trades to get rid of those guys that you've still got in your 17, in your 25 that you don't consider keepers. Maybe downgrade one to a nuff, and then the other one up to a premium gun post origin. And yeah, so eight trades I think is a good target to be aiming for. That's all, guys. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with Steve for the preview podcast. That'll be Tuesday night. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Twitter at NRLSCoachKings. Enjoy the weekend off, spend some time with the missus, and I'll see you next week.